Yes, they are
hidden
well in an omelet of sorts. So in order to deal with our mushroom problem, we had to be a little flexible with our freeganism and buy some eggs. Because it was either that or waste all these mushrooms. I guess I could have brought them to the monkeys, but I need to eat as well, which is crazy. Anyway, hello and welcome. Were we ready? I just started recording.
Yeah, I was going to show you guys something, but I can wait.
Well, we can just do a tester real quick.
It's really not important.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Well,
this is awkward.
Yeah, that's fine. Welcome to the Mythical Menagerie. I'm your co-host, Camille, or I almost called myself Titter Snowbird.
I heard it.
I'm Denzel Sprack.
I'm Sarah, or Titter Snowbird.
I'm Joe. Ooh, Lord Weasel.
You didn't forget.
Yeah,
My mind is now preoccupied. I want to know what you were going to show us.
Oh, and just my notes. They're so neat for everyone else. And then
it's
nothing
tricky.
For phoenixes.
It's tricky.
Those
it's fine.
Still
yeah.
Very neat.
Today, we're talking about the phoenix. It's a little last minute of a decision, and therefore, we're going to be spitballing off the dome, doing some live Google searches.
We never do that.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be good.
Imagine that this is like a live broadcast of our podcast. We're famous enough to do those at like a convention. It's good.
Yeah. We should really start live streaming it, actually. That could be fun. Or horrific. Who can say?
Be sure.
So, I don't know. What do we usually... Start a little description.
Some background.
Yeah. Who's got the background?
Oh,
I'm
doing
a
great
all
start.
The same background.
I mean, here, I've got in ancient Egypt and in classical antiquity, a fabulous bird associated with the worship of the sun was referred to as the phoenix. The Egyptian phoenix is as large as an eagle, scarlet and gold plumage. And a melodious cry. This sounds like a golden pheasant.
So here's the thing.
Pliny the Elder described a golden pheasant.
Okay, so this is notable because all three of us keep golden pheasants.
We keep them.
We take care of them.
We're
caretakers for them. When I was looking, there was one thing that was like, hey, a phoenix could have probably been a golden pheasant. There was another thing about it that was like... This version of the phoenix could have probably been this crane, and it was a picture of a Demoiselle crane. Another bird we all take care of.
Which looks nothing.
Nothing like a golden phoenix.
Golden phoenix. Our phoenix
also,
is...
Our golden pheasant
is named
Phoenix.
Our pheasant is named Phoenix, which is... And his mate is named Blanche. You know, a golden girl.
All of my golden pheasants, of which there are 10, are named things like Cheesy Gordita Crunch, Lord Ragnaros, the Fire Lord. We've got a Tater Tot Hot Dish. He's so cute. He's one of my favorites.
Tater Tot Hot Dish?
Yeah, he's real bad at things.
Oh, no. Well.
Garrix, Excision, Cascade.
What is the theme?
Grant.
Okay. Everything that Grant ever wanted to name an animal.
Okay.
But wasn't allowed to. I said, here are 10 beautiful boys. Have at it. And he did.
Yeah.
And I quite frankly like the names.
I think they're great. I couldn't understand what Excision and Cheesy Gordita Crunch had in common.
There's a chunk. There's a chunk that's like Taco Bell Foods. There's like two that are maybe Cracker Barrel. There's like three
DJs.
Yeah, DJs or EDM folk, I don't know. And then Lord or Ragnaros the Fire Lord, who is a throwback to that duck that we unfortunately lost, whose name was Thunder Fury Blessed Blade of the Wind Seeker.
Oh my goodness. Oh, yeah, that duck got called for a higher purpose because it was named.
Yes.
She's a good girl.
So, odds are the phoenix is absolutely just a golden pheasant. But according to Britannica.com, only one phoenix exists at a time, and it's very long-lived. No ancient authority gave it a lifespan of less than 500 years. as its end approached, the phoenix fashions a nest of aromatic boughs and spices, set it on fire, and was consumed in the flames.
Yeah. So basically...
Yeah, it makes itself a really nice nest out of fancy and branches and spices.
Yeah.
What I read was that it,
cute.
It
sticks or powder?
I think sticks. It's hard to build a nest out of powder.
I would say sticks. But you, if you go out at sunset, you will see the phoenix making its nest meticulously. You'll notice that it is tired, but it doesn't stray from its task. And then as sunrise starts, it throws out its wings, sings a mournful tune, and one single ember will fall from the sun, touch the bird, it bursts into flames.
Does that?
And then 3 days later, from the ashes, rises a baby.
Okay.
But also in between that, all that's left is a worm.
Sure.
A cute worm.
A cute worm.
I mean, okay.
Worm.
So it cannot create fire itself.
Some versions it does.
It really depends on
it really
what,
depends.
What you
look
at.
It's more exciting if it does for us.
It's more
although,
exciting, but how, like, logistically, how are we dealing with an animal that can create fire?
So
well, yeah.
I
that
think,
feels
well,
risky.
So it doesn't. I mean, it. Very in one specific
I guess only,
instance, it
only if
fire.
It wants to die.
So I think that you can keep it. We could keep it in a mixed species aviary, as long as the mesh or netting that we used was flame retardant. Because I also don't know, like, if a phoenix gets sick, even though it's only been alive for 5 years, does it burst into flame, or do they not get sick because they're magic?
Well, let's see what happens.
I don't know. Let's say your phoenix develops cancer and you're not ready for it and it's going to burst into flames
in
2 days. You should have some flame retardant something.
It's also, I imagine, because, I mean, it's building, it built its nest to die. I imagine it takes some time, whether it be an hour even.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean? So you have...
And you should have some sort of sign that it is heading that direction, because it should start to look haggard and, you know, dropping feathers and such. I also think we need to decide if we want that burst of flame and rebirth to be something that guests witness, or if we... start to see that our phoenix is starting to go downhill, we take him off display so that he can go through the end and beginning stages of his life in peace, without any stress, without any guest interaction. My next question is, are phoenixes, when they are born, self-sufficient, or do they need some kind of...
Well, they would... They would have to...
Do they eat the worm?
No, I think they are the worm.
They are the worm.
So I think that the phoenix being dying and being reborn, I think that could be a guessing. It would be. It's like those disgusting flowers.
That one bloomed at Nashville this year.
Oh yeah, one of
corpse roots. Flower.
That's it. It
what
at the Bronx Zoo when I was there, or not zoo?
Corpse flowers bloom like every 12 years or something.
Yeah,
and the Nashville Zoo had theirs. Bloom this year.
Everybody goes to smell it. It's disgusting. Apparently. That's why it's called the corpse flower.
Yeah,
it
smells like rotting flesh.
Everybody flocks to smell a disgusting thing.
Yep.
Because...
Yep.
So, and that's the thing. Like, that would be really cool. This is only going to happen every...
I mean, it theoretically, the phoenix happens once every 1,000 years.
So, something that I saw said that it lives 972 times longer than long-lived humans. The average human lifespan, at least in the U.S. right now, is 79. So if we put long-lived at somewhere between 90 and 95, if it's a 90-year-old lifespan and we're going 972, it's 87,480 years. But I don't know if that is how long it lives before
it bursts
like into flame.
You dropped the human life expectancy on there. Now I'm somewhere else. I'm thinking
you're
about
gone
a lot.
For the rest
I'm
of the
gone
life.
For the rest of the episode.
Or is that how many
you're
years?
Why you gonna do that?
Wow.
If I talk like a baby.
You're really digging some things up.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll just start building my fire nest now.
Nest. Miss hoarding a lot of cinnamon.
I do love cinnamon. Oh no.
Well, that's good. That means he'll be reborn.
I just, okay, so.
But I don't know if that number is, again, how long it takes for it to reach rebirth to flames, or how long a phoenix has on this earth.
Okay, well now here.
With a cycle of
rebirth. I don't know. However.
So it's the same bird, though.
Well, here, no.
Because in some places, it says the ashes of one get flown by that new bird.
This one says it carries the remaining ashes of its parent to the great Heliopolis and then returns to paradise until its cycle comes to an end. So the worm is the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby worm.
Mm-hmm.
And
baby
then.
Baby worm.
Turns into phoenix.
Do, 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 do.
Carries his ashes.
Baby worm.
I'm mad at both of you for that. So
we
go ahead and
write
children's
songs.
Viral. Did we come up with that? I think so. So it's the.
Yeah, that's 100% original.
So the worm is the bird. Worm turns into bird. Bird takes dead parents.
So it's more like the early bird is
the worm.
The, worm.
The earliest bird.
The earliest bird.
The latest bird. It's never ending.
Okay. Well,
Oh, okay. But there are other ones in which
same.
That once the phoenix completes its journey, going from paradise to Arabia and then Phoenicia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it dies with the rising sun, and then the body begins to decompose, so normal. And then once it reaches the final stages of decomposition, the new phoenix just emerges from the decomposed corpse.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Is it?
A little bit.
To see a child just come out of the death of their parents?
It's not a child, though. It's a bird.
Birds can be children.
Yeah, but like...
Chick.
The
do
idea
we know
of a child?
What does
it's his child?
But
what does the phoenix eat?
There's a video game that says sulfur, and then there is something else. I didn't check the.
Let's see what happens.
I didn't check the website that said a single grapefruit.
Forever.
I don't know. It does not have any interest in eating seed.
I googled phoenix diet, and. What came
is
up?
Is it a diet for people who live in Phoenix?
No, it was. This is how Joaquin Phoenix lost all that weight to play Joker. Like.
So what? What was the diet?
Phoenix's diet was heavy in apples, lettuce, and steamed green beans.
Okay, I mean that sounds like a.
It sounds like a diet.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think we
no
can.
Protein.
It sounds
this...
like he was unwell. So.
Sure.
Which this... explains. Why he supports PETA. Am I right, gang? Am I right?
Wikipedia says it does not eat ordinary seeds and grass, but it eats fruit extracts and rare spices.
Rare spices? I mean,
it's
we're richer
fancy.
Than God, but... I mean, come on. Like,
can we substitute
here's,
rare spices
just,
with, like, some cheap McCormick shit?
Yeah, come on.
No.
Can I give you some... some Papa John's oregano.
Just
a little fresh bread.
That is your baseline spice.
I flavor everything with it. Welcome to Flavor Town. Guy Fieri, please come on the show. I don't know. I also, there was something about myrrh. Or I guess it
that's
puts
what they carry.
The ashes
adult
in. Oh, okay. The phoenix does not feed on seeds, but on the gum of frankincense, an aromatic resin, and the juices of amomum.
What?
Cute! Amomum? It's an herb in the ginger family. Okay, these are things that exist and can be found. It's...
Yeah.
So that's not a problem. I mean, how does it get that? I'm just thinking of...
Flies.
Oh, right. I'm just thinking of enrichment possibilities. I don't know. I, for whatever reason, feel that all of the animals, even though I have no evidence
for it. I just think all mythical creatures are a little bit smarter than the average.
I'm with you.
I mean, it... Well, I was going to say it has, like, a specific journey, but a lot of birds have specific journeys.
Yeah. I mean, this could very well not be...
I don't know that word.
That... Intel, like, maybe he's not.
This is a bird.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a...
It does.
Bird.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we could... We could house it in, again, a mixed species aviary. So it would get enrichment in its general day-to-day life from
other
its surroundings.
Would it be other mythical birds,
yeah,
or are we doing real
by
birds?
The, with the... Not to go too outside the box. Not outside the box.
Could we house it with golden pheasants?
Well, but not... The conceit of the podcast is that...
One phoenix.
One actual phoenix. Who knows which one's which?
Find him. If you find him, you get $1 million.
Good luck.
But if the general behind-the-curtains conceit of our podcast is that we're bringing in each of these individually, is that mixed species normies? Normal mortal birds?
I don't think so. I think
other
we could do...
Mythical things
we
that we haven't gotten yet, but
yeah,
we will add them on later.
Yeah.
So right now,
right
the
now,
phoenix is alone.
Right. So
solitary.
We would need to provide...
Could the phoenix
lonely.
Live with the unicorn?
Maybe.
Well, do we... There's
but
unicorns
we
are not immune to fire.
Well, neither are any of these birds that we're gonna...
That's a good point.
Again, which is why we could take it off exhibit.
True. But here's the thing. All of the, like, markers of how they know it's going to die is, like, it completing this journey. If it's not doing that journey, how do we know it's about to die?
Because it doesn't have to be that journey. This,
and I think
but,
the
I mean,
main
but
marker
but if it's
is
in,
the nest building.
Yeah,
okay.
Right?
If it starts
so.
Building a nest, we know. Or if it starts to look like it is an old man.
Well, but it does, I don't know if it ever says it ages.
Yeah, but in Harry Potter it does.
In the thing that I saw, it said...
If you open it, it's louder.
Don't play too much of it or we're
oh,
going to
yeah.
have copyright problems. I read that myself.
What?
That,
what?
Oh. Sorry, we really didn't get to
okay.
that.
So, we can feed it. We can...
Rare spices.
We can house it. Does it
well,
need...
okay, I think we need to talk more about the housing.
Okay. What is missing for you?
What... Well, okay, so it's... It is Egypt, Greece, Arabia, landscape.
Uh-huh.
So, we should have talked about it, really. So,
temperature
that
control.
Is true.
Temperature control.
Indoor aviary. We can put things in it like the rock if we...
not
Dwayne.
I mean, unless you want to come, Dwayne.
Do you ever think about... His name is Dwayne. That man's name is Dwayne.
That man bought Dwayne from my cousin at Bree Hayden Art. Check her out. She's phenomenal.
She's very good.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has her art hanging in
Dwayne
his
Johnson!
That's not his birth name, though.
Oh, really? It's not his birth name?
I really love the idea. He's born in San Francisco. Bay Area represent. or was raised there. Either way. I don't know. He's got some association with us.
He claims it, so.
Yeah. I
Dwayne
love the
Douglas Johnson.
Dwayne Douglas.
Damn it.
I love the idea of you coming at some point pointing and going, that man's name is Dwayne.
It is. Nope. Like, look at any photo of him and just say to yourself, his name is Dwayne. And he loses, like...
No, because, like, he
an
seems
an eighth
like
of a percentage
the
of...
The nicest man.
Yeah. No, he seems... It's just so
you
funny to me.
You're saying Dwayne's not a nice name?
It is a nice name. I'm just,
no,
I don't think
it.
He loses anything because
you don't think
of
Dwayne
how
is a nice
he is.
I think Dwayne is not the name of
The Rock.
He can do a bicep curl with me.
I mean,
anytime.
He can and he would.
He must.
Dwayne, come here on our show. Dwayne, you and Guy Fieri on the same day.
Oh, don't do that to me. I would shut down.
Do you think Guy Fieri could bicep curl you?
Let's not bring him into this right now.
That's an honest question.
I think he
You're
could whisk me.
So,
nope, I didn't like it. That was a mistake.
I meant it strictly in cooking terms, but for some reason...
No, it's...
It wasn't
it
okay.
Weird.
You know...
I mean, of all of the cooking actions, it might be
the worst one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tenderize. I gotta go. This is my house, but I have to leave now. Housing for the Phoenix.
Okay.
We haven't done the Rock yet.
We haven't.
I don't know if the Rock could be endorsed. It's huge.
Yeah,
it's huge.
But if we have a big enough space,
that's
a huge.
That's a
but yeah.
Superstore.
If you've got,
we can have 16.
If you've got
Phoenix.
An aviary that's housing a Phoenix and then housing a Rock.
And the Rock.
But,
does it
have to be indoors, or could it be
a
big old dome? We have a lot of money.
I mostly mean indoors in the sense that it needs to be enclosed to be temperature controlled.
Okay.
It can be, like, clear ceilings.
Okay.
That's fine.
Got it.
I mostly mean if we're going to do temperature control, we need to do, like, if we're going to go with
it's like
Egypt, Greece.
Yeah. It is a warmer climate. What? You don't like that?
No.
Huh.
It seemed unnecessary.
Well, just whisk me away. And in terms of the ceiling walls,
Is it this is maybe a dumb question. Is it like does it have oceanic tendencies? Or like adaptations? Do we need to have like a larger body of water available for it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. To fly over? That was cute, you guys.
I don't think so.
I think it'd be fine if it doesn't fly over the ocean.
Like what
where my body is.
What does it need to look like? What kind of plants do we put in there? Does it matter?
Greek.
Yeah, okay. Olive
Egypt
trees?
Plants.
Yeah. Like what?
Egypt plants.
Egypt
what?
Plants. You know.
What?
The plants of
are
Egypt.
Egypt plants.
Cause I like olive trees maybe. And then
yeah.
Why not?
That sounds lovely.
Where does frankincense come from? Because it's the gum of frankincense. So what if we just have those trees, and if it's just one phoenix, if we have a large enough space and it's mixed in with other things that don't eat that, it can forage for its own food.
Ooh. I'll paint you the picture.
Then I guess we'd have to figure out how to monitor
it's made
its
from
food
the resin of the Boswellia tree.
You said that was a little rhyme, a little tune.
Typically,
made from the resin of the Boswellia tree.
It typically grows in the dry mountainous regions of India.
Cute.
So, I think... Okay, I'll paint you a picture of the habitat.
Mm-hmm.
We have one side that is Greek, nice hills, olive trees,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cypress Hill is there.
Yeah, sure.
Talking about weed.
Yep.
And then it flows into like a Nile scene with the river and some reeds and grasses.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
Egypt. And it'll be beautiful.
I love it.
Is it a walkthrough aviary?
I mean, it could be. Once it's building the nest, we can close it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it definitely could be.
That's pretty cool.
Also, it's only one phoenix at a time, or can there be multiple phoenixes?
I think there
phoenixes?
Can be multiple.
I never saw anything that said anything.
I mean, the one thing I googled said that there was usually only one mentioned at a time.
Well, that's...
But there was never... I was going to say, there was never an explicit, like... There's only one of these.
There are a lot of different...
And again, she has 10 right now.
She does.
So.
We've got one.
And we have one.
And they're all
and a female. That's okay.
It's okay
to be a little bit ugly sometimes.
They just look like little chickens.
That's cute.
So, would they... They wouldn't all die and be reborn at the same time, I assume.
I don't think
mm-mm.
so.
Would we then worry about just always having...
Someone...
It, like
combusting.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
How big of a fire?
I think it's
size of
a
bird.
Yeah. And
okay.
So if
contained,
you imagine it,
contained area.
Golden pheasant
okay.
to demoiselle size, which for those
okay.
listeners is small dog.
It's
big, medium dog, mid small dog.
Mm,
sedan.
What? A Denizen crane is the size of a 3-year-old, height-wise.
All right, well, that was hurtful.
Yeah. It's the size of, you know.
Oh. Because
if he stands up real straight, the male is as tall as me. But that's also, he's like really.
I don't believe you.
He looks me dead in the eye. Yes. And that's
a good thing. He's probably standing on a little bit of a hill.
Usually, if it's a hill, yeah, he's not. Full disclosure, he'll probably be at most up to my nose, mm-hmm. but that is close enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, a 3 to 5-year-old.
All right.
I don't know, Kofu comes up to my hip.
Really?
Yeah.
He's tiny. I think he's just big. He really makes himself. Yeah, he is bug.
I also might have no understanding of how big that bird is.
No, I think.
In my head, she's only up to my head.
I think you're absolutely correct. I just dramatize my situation sometimes.
He's a very good dad.
So, yeah.
All the time, even when he doesn't need to be.
Even when he doesn't have any eggs, or a nest, or an interested female to protect.
So we're talking about
an
up to the hip
size
bird.
Yeah, an up to 3 foot.
So an
five.
Up to the hip
like,
size
that's just a demoiselle. A golden pheasant is significantly smaller.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. So somewhere between.
Yeah, could be anywhere between like a foot.
A golden pheasant
a
is the size of like a high top sneaker with a 3-inch platform.
It's a bit wider. What?
you know the like the platform Converse or platform Van
yeah, and the laces stream behind
and
it for the tail.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The tail's pretty long.
We're really painting a picture.
Yeah. So all the Hot Topic girls.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
The golden pheasant is the size of those Converse that had like the 4 different tongues and there was the rainbow and
I wanted to be a Hot Topic girl so badly. I thought it would be so cool.
Oh, my girlfriend really wanted those Converse. She never got them.
I got the Vans version, which I don't know if that's okay.
I had customized Converse that I made online.
Oh.
They were black, pink, and green. And they
were
really cool.
They sound
They were. I loved
great.
Them.
Do you still have them?
No.
Oh.
I wore them every day until they fell apart.
Yeah,
sure.
That's fair.
What I do with most
of
my shoes.
Kids are garbage to shoes.
Anyway, so we've
I'm
got...
I'm still garbage to shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I just wear them to death.
We can't stop
talking
about shoes.
Life. Oh my god.
Shoes.
Let's take a break, because I think we should maybe do a little bit of research for a hot second before the second half of this. Okay, we're back. I have some disconcerting news. Disconcerting? I think that was the word I was looking for. I don't... My source right now is Wikipedia. I'm not...
My source is always Wikipedia.
The worm that we were talking about before, the worm that has been born out of the phoenix ashes, is a human being as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a quote from Wikipedia.org.
I hate it.
Oh.
Ooh, wait. Unless, does it mean by that the worm is just a very small person doing the worm?
Because
I love that. If it's just ashes and there's just a little man.
Just a little man. But break it down. And I guess, ultimately, a zoological facility would be the safest place for a little worm
for
man.
That little bee boy.
You were a little bee boy once.
I was a little bee boy at heart.
Okay, that's fine.
Sideways visor wear.
So,
delightful.
I wore the visor because because
of the head spinning, right?
No. Well, I mean, like, ultimately, I think that's probably where it came from. But I don't remember his name. The boy who was, like, 2 dance levels above me, who was very cool, he always wore the visor.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to Gap, and I bought a visor.
Ooh, a Gap visor.
Gap
Watch
visor.
Out, world.
It was very cool.
Was his also Gap? Or
no.
Did you?
Oh, okay. Oh, no, his was much cooler than mine.
Okay.
But I
Great.
Didn't know where else to go.
That's a pity. That
mm-hmm.
sounds...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Okay.
That looked good.
So, We are not concerned ethically about keeping a small, tiny human.
It's literally for like at most 3 days, and it is from an animal. Like there's, we can't just release that tiny worm human into the world for 3 days because it's unethical to keep him and then have to go find him again
as a tiny
baby bird.
I mean, it also, it doesn't say that it's a human being. It says that the worm is also a human being. So it is both a worm and a human being.
I'm here to tell you that I've got a almost 2-week-old baby red-eyed dove who thinks it's old enough to fledge and is not. Mm-hmm. And a larger pigeon came in and said, I'm going to eat you. It was Navy. It was very rude of him.
Oh, no. He's so good.
So there's no way if this 2-week-old bird can't survive.
Oh, I agree.
In a safe space.
I just want to.
Okay.
I just want
that
to.
That we are letting a small bird, a worm-sized man, out into the world.
No, I agree. I just want to really nail down into what it means to be a worm, but also a human being.
Worm boy.
Is it? What are the character? What of each does it have the characteristics of? Woof. Sentence.
You did great.
A human face.
Worm
eyes. Human hands. A human feet.
No arms?
No arms, no legs.
Feet?
Worm,
just, wait,
worm
does
body.
It, does it have
picture
ankles?
Picture Thumbelina.
Does it have ankles or is it just feet?
Just feet.
Does it have a human butt on top?
Sure.
Wait.
Or
it's got
back.
A butt on its head?
At the back? Not on top. The back.
You said on
top.
Top
of the back.
The
well, there's
top.
The worm. A worm is long.
I want
there's
you to think of a human
top.
Laying face down. So
yes.
The butt is on top.
Yes.
It's just a little long worm,
uh-huh.
But face down
yeah.
In the nest is a human face.
Uh-huh.
There are two little human hands sticking out. There are two little human feet.
For this reason, we should pull it and have it be off exhibit. I don't
oh,
think.
Oh no, it needs to be seen.
I think at most we could maybe pull it to
the scenes tour.
Either that or like pull it.
Really interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
Pull it somewhere. Where there's a camera on the nest. I mean, we would have to be monitoring it 24/7.
Well, I think we can have. I think we can have the fire death be a viewing because
mm-hmm.
then the worm comes out of the ashes. So I think
yeah.
you can have that. People can see that, and then after that's done, we take it away.
I also think that once we see the birds starting to build the nest, we should get a camera because I don't
sure.
know if they build it in the same spot every time. So I don't know if we'd need
yeah.
to move a camera every time, but it could explode in the middle of the night, you know?
Yeah. Also, so do we
it
need...
It should do it at sunrise, according to some myths and legends, but for all we know, it happens when it happens, and there aren't going to be any people here to see it.
Okay.
But if we pull it somewhere and we're monitoring it and we have that footage, we can show it to people later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's not as exciting.
It can be right before you enter the BDE. Just, hey, here's a phoenix blown up. Enjoy.
Here's a lot of light. Now you're not going to see anything.
Enjoy
the
pretend
bassinet.
Not
distracted from the informational sign that tells them that the BDE is a lie.
Yeah, perfect. It's not a lie if you have a sign.
Yeah.
That's what we decided. It's not our fault that
yeah.
people don't read signs, no matter how large and in charge they
it's
are.
Also, it's not a lie, it's just a different experience.
A dark experience.
Which is why it's called an experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been through
we've
this.
Been through.
I think it's welcome to the BDE. Here's a video of a phoenix. Enjoy the tour. Because where else are we going to put it? I guess you can have it at the entrance of the...
It'll be the intro to all our videos. A cool...
I like...
And
then,
like then
we burst
art.
Through the whatever paper
yeah.
it's being...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
Nashville. Those douchey people with the headset.
Are we going to have Britney mics?
Oh, we're going to have Britney mics. I might have the whole... oops, I did it again. Red unitard.
Sure. I'm going to have...
If we're going to do it, let's do it.
I'm
going to
be wearing a schoolgirl outfit.
I want...
The boa?
The Burmese python.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got there.
We got there.
Okay, I clicked into this Wikipedia thing, and now I can't see anywhere that it says that it's a human.
Oh.
Etymology, maybe?
Etymology.
Etymology.
It's
Etymology.
A bee. I googled fun facts about a phoenix.
And
a couple.
Wait, but can we real quick touch base on if we're going to use it as an ambassador animal? Can we do guest interactions with it?
I mean, I think up to a certain point, it's just like you said, once it starts to look a little ragged, we maybe don't need to.
I worked with some Turacos that we would do guest flights with, where you'd have a keeper hold the Turaco, and then another keeper would stand behind, usually a small child, because they were so excited. And you'd, like, hold your hand under their arm, because the second the bird touched it, they would want to drop it. but they would fly to the hand, and then you would scoop them and feed them. And so, like, that could be a cool thing.
We would have to be careful, because theoretically, if something happened and the guest hurt the bird, and that bird was about to die, it would burst into flames, potentially.
Well, we wouldn't be doing it if it was about to die.
No. I'm saying, say that he catches it and just twists that head or something, does something bad.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Does it then just... flames.
Well, but that's also why, like she said, you're standing right there.
I'm just saying we have to be careful.
Yeah.
I'm with you. You just explain the rules very clearly.
Guests can always be something you don't expect.
Yeah. You are correct.
I think we could, as long as we explain the rules clearly, and like, maybe we have a little bit of an age limit on...
Yeah.
We don't let the 6-year-olds catch the phoenix, but...
That's fair.
A 7-year-old, absolutely.
Can you imagine going to, and getting a guest experience, and then you get to catch a phoenix, and then you turn around and you, like, get proposed to, or something, or something? And then the phoenix just...
Oh my god, baby! And my favorite place!
Are we gonna discuss
that one proposal that happened... And there was a whole... They set up a rose petal of hearts in front of giraffes, and then, like, halfway through it...
There was a lot of silence.
There was a lot of silence, and then halfway through it, the person was like, oh, that's a heart. Like,
well...
They walked up to a giant heart of rose petals, and genuinely, either very intentionally ignored what was happening...
With the amount of time that passed from the question being asked to the question being answered, I would believe it was
there was no question. He kneeled down, put the ring on her finger.
She said yes. At the end of the day, they were both very happy.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
I think it was a little bit of a surprise on everyone's end.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, I don't think any of us knew what was happening. Who set up the roses?
I don't know.
Yeah.
God.
Oh. Neat.
But, I lost my fun facts.
Oh, no.
Talking about yourself.
Are we, I know that we're not supposed to talk about Harry Potter, but the Phoenix tears heal him?
I feel like
have
we
harvest.
Tears. I know,
but I
also
feel like
we can never have too many healing tears.
Especially if we are going to end up with a potential basilisk who could cause an injury to something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what cures basilisk wounds? Phoenix tears, not unicorn tears.
Is it a basilisk wound if your entire body is petrified?
No.
No.
Okay.
It has to be
the bite.
Is there anything for the... Did the tears do anything to petrification?
No,
you need
mandrakes.
Mandrakes.
No, we haven't gotten to them yet. That's in here. Anyway.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid... It's interesting because we keep saying that we're trying to avoid Harry Potter.
And yet
we continue.
It's not our fault that she didn't come up with anything on her own.
She just appropriated everything.
Yeah.
I say what you will, I do love the Harry Potter books. I know it isn't right, but it's a hill I am willing to die on.
She's not right.
Yeah, you can. That's the thing. Like, the Harry Potter books are written in such a way that you can create the world that you want.
What does John Green say? Once the book is published, it belongs to the
people.
Books do not belong to the author; they belong to the readers.
Hmm. I like that. Because
you're a reader.
Barely. I'm an audiobook
reader.
No, not even. I just have books, and I'm like, I'm like really into that book, and it's like, never read it. I did read the Harry Potter books, though, if anyone.
You want to pick up that brag?
Yeah, not a big deal. But back in second grade, I was going through them. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
If you want a fun fact.
Yeah, always.
Okay. This was the first thing that came up when I Googled Phoenix fun facts. The Phoenix is the largest U.S. city without Amtrak rail service. It's also the largest U.S. city, which also serves as a state capital.
You know what?
So that's
I've had about enough
mind.
Of you.
I could punch him.
Acting like
it.
You have something to contribute when there is nothing.
I'm right next to him.
Do it.
Hey, always. What do you mean I have something to contribute when there's nothing?
Two for flinching.
Ow, she punched me.
I cracked her all knuckle.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
She broke my knuckle.
Man.
It was my knuckle.
And here I thought the kappa
so
caused
sorry.
A fright.
I'm still mad about that.
The kappa. I think we're all still mad about the kappa. For all for different
I'm not,
reasons.
I mean, I'm
all
good.
For very different reasons.
Well, it never not it didn't not get in.
It's
it was
10.
A tie.
I actually think that once that episode comes out, if we get enough responses, we should have an episode going through what like people
mm-hmm,
thought,
mm-hmm.
And even if it's just a mini. Episode.
That sounds good to me, but I gotta tell you, listeners, no one has sent an email except my cousin, and no one sends me any DMs on the Instagram, so...
Yeah. Well, maybe you just need one more plug as to what those are. You can DM us on Instagram at TheMythicalMenagerie, or you can send us an email at MythicalMenageriePodcast@gmail.com.
Well done.
Thank you. I was stressing on that second.
Got it.
We're
just, you know, if you see us on the street,
say hey. Ask for an autograph.
Distance.
A distance autograph.
Yeah.
Throw me a piece of paper and a pen. I will sign it and throw it back.
Throw me a piece of paper. I'll throw you the pen. You throw the pen back.
I think we should have picked... multiple animals. Because the Phoenix is an open and shut case to me.
Yeah.
I foresee no issues.
Well, we can also... I mean, yeah. It probably is.
Training is fine. Is it problematic to have it by itself for now, technically? Like, if we're operating off the idea of, like, yes, it's in... We say yes on this podcast, and now there is a...
I mean,
Phoenix in its habitat.
We could maybe have two...
Yeah, but also, like, I mean, if we are having endangered creatures in with the Bigfoot, maybe there are some endangered
Greek
birds.
Do some conservation,
you know, that
work
we can have in there for now.
In that habitat, yeah.
Or forever.
Okay.
Because we've got the space.
Okay. How big do we need this habitat to be? Did we decide?
I mean, they're not huge.
But they are migratory?
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, do we need to, like...
The thing is...
Do a... What's the word? Like a little, oh my god,
we
not rehabilitation, but it's like, it's every HGTV show, it's where you take a home, and then you make it...
Renovation?
Yeah! Just do a little...
Boy, you clicked into something deep in me when you brought up HGTV.
I knew that was going to get you.
I was just going through every show then.
You know, just like a little Trading Places vibe. Yeah, I know.
Trading
Great
spaces,
show.
Phoenix
Trading
versus Phoenix versus Unicorns.
Oh my god. So good. But, you know, like if it has maybe access... to one side of it. We do kind of what we did with Bigfoot,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily as complex because I don't think it needs six different types of habitat. But if it can traverse something to get to a different type of space, I think that could be interesting.
Yeah, and then...
If we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time it gets changed, bring in different designers, and then people want to come back...
Make it work.
And people want to come back and make it work.
Yeah, why do we both immediately go there?
One time,
designers.
One time,
except for Joe.
There are 10 minutes left.
One time I followed Tim Gunn through the streets of New York.
What?
Why?
We were at...
How?
We were walking around at Columbus
you?
Circle. So here's the thing.
Did he know?
So,
were you just creepy?
Probably. So it was me and two other college men at the time.
I did not like the way you said that.
College boys,
drunk.
Yeah, we were. He came out of Columbus Circle. We saw him. My friend said, "That's Tim Gunn," and I said, "No." Turned, looked at him, just went ha, very loud laugh. To which he did look, because a man just laughed at his existence.
Sure.
It was just, I was so
amazed.
But
do you think he heard somebody else saying, "Hey, look, it's Tim Gunn," and then the
probably.
Ha? Or, like, do you think he just heard the ha and was like, "What is that ghastly noise?"
I mean,
I don't know.
Who knows? Hopefully it was like,
"You only
says designers."
Not work.
Every sentence starts with designers. And then we happened to be going the same direction as he was going.
Just happened to
So
be.
We kind of held back. A group of, like, preteen girls come and said hi to him, and he was super nice. He was
aww,
a real sweetheart.
That's cute.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was wearing a suit.
Followed him.
He was wearing an amazing suit that I had seen
of
him wear
he was.
On TV. It was a navy one with pink
the,
pinstripes. It was
oh,
double breasted.
Yes.
He's an
and
outfit
had very
repeater.
Nice shoulders.
I mean, here's the thing: outfit repeating is
it's
on
funny.
Trend if you have nice enough outfits.
Also, like, if it's
Lizzie McGuire movie taught me that being an outfit repeater is unacceptable.
Any time you listen to Kate...
You are an outfit remember.
Lizzie McGuire's an outfit repeater.
Also,
oh,
you
that
don't...
is... That's deep within me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a classic line.
Yeah. Incredible.
And then her little animated self says,
yes.
You're an outfit remember.
Ugh. The animated self-conscious. That's why I am the way I am, I think.
Because of Lizzie. Your animated self-conscious or because of Lizzie's?
Because watching Lizzie have an animated self-conscious made me have an animated self-conscious. And now I am just an animated self. Occasionally conscious.
Love it.
Does Lizzie's animated self-conscious count as a mythical creature?
I don't. I mean,
only if we can get Hillary to come on the show.
Only, I mean, I think then that opens.
Oh, big can of worms.
Yeah,
man worms. A big can of 3-inch.
A big can of man worms.
Because like, can Hannah Montana?
No.
No, because she's not animated.
Hannah cannot be in the Vanessa.
But she isn't real.
Also, she is. She released albums.
But it was never her.
But
wasn't
here's
it,
the
though?
Thing. Miley Cyrus went on tour in real life, not just on the TV
yeah.
show or the movie, as Hannah Montana.
And again,
but she
animated.
Was always Smiley Miley.
Yeah, but so was Hannah.
Yeah.
But she was still Hannah.
Because Hannah is Miley, and Miley is Hannah.
Yeah, so therefore
you can't have one without the other.
So therefore they exist.
But Hannah never existed.
Because well,
Miley was always
other,
Miley.
Then Miley never existed if Hannah didn't exist.
Oh, that is a stretch. You're twisting my words.
It's not a stretch. You just said they can't exist.
You are twisting my words, and I will twist your little arm. Do you understand me?
I have a very little throat.
I
can break your little arm.
Oh, you want to talk about a great film.
What is Kid Cudi's going to be?
Scott Muscody.
So does Kid Cudi not exist because he's really Scott Muscody?
That's his rapper name. That's totally
Hannah
different.
Hannah Montana was her like singer name.
Oh no.
Was that an I'm right though? No.
No.
Hannah Montana was like
Hannah Montana was her own entity.
Thing.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It's just a little more exaggerated.
I do see what you're saying because in hindsight, like. Technically keeping Hannah Montana, like, unless it's just like a weird fandom where we just have her wigs on display. Like, we need a purse, like, we
yeah.
need. I see what you're saying now, so you're not wrong. It took
we
us too
still
long
have
to get
a human
there.
Under human care.
Which, again, is basically Beyonce, so.
We're not doing that one again.
I would love to have a zookeeper.
Same.
That's all I'm saying.
Sure. I would love that.
Sure.
Someone is going to take me to my doctor's appointment.
Make the doctor's appointment for me.
Yeah.
Take me there.
Force me.
When I get there, they'll put me
I don't
to sleep
have to
until
pay?
I'm done.
I don't have to pay for that shit.
Oh, I see.
Someone brings
yeah.
me fun stuff every day.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm eating the right things.
Portion control. Yeah.
Why was both of yours first thing for having an assistant? Doctor's appointments.
Because it's just the worst. Here's the thing. Okay. I have now had dental insurance for 2 years and have not used it out of sheer laziness.
Mm-hmm.
Because my teeth still chew food, so I see no reason.
But you're still not going to want that once you have your teeth.
I'm not going to want
more,
it, but
this.
At least I don't have to go through the mental anguish of scheduling.
I never wanted
to
go to the dentist as a child, but if my mom made me an appointment, I went, and it was
and
fine.
And it was for the best.
Yeah.
And now I have beautiful, healthy teeth that I've been ignoring.
Just someone to make phone calls for
to be, yeah.
I just never want to talk on the phone.
Yeah, see? We all have something that we could absolutely use a zookeeper for.
And if you, zookeeper really loved you, they would give you a little
what
kitchen.
If they didn't?
A little kitchen that you could bake things in.
I don't want... No, I'm going to have one of No, see, I'm not on board for this.
Oh, I'm so on board.
Same.
I a furniture move? You're not on board. You're not.
No, I
you're not on board for someone taking all of your furniture and swapping it out with other furniture,
why
and then you can
breakfast?
Have the
no.
gothic home of your dreams.
No, because they're gonna do whatever the hell they
oh
want.
Oh my god!
I need to do what I want.
Here's the thing, Joseph. You are capable and have opposable thumbs. If you don't like something that they move, you can move it. Boots moves things all the time.
But
says,
I can't
no,
go
no,
out.
That doesn't go there.
But in this case, they're
he's
like
so
taking
good.
Away my good furniture that I like and putting it in this furniture. I'm like, I can't
yeah,
now go
but
out and get
they
my good
know
furniture
you
back.
Well enough to where they're like, oh, this is his favorite stump. Oh, I'm sorry. When was the last time we took out the colobus hammock? Interesting. Because we know they like it, so we just move it to different places that we know they enjoy it. And then you say, ah, I couldn't wait till my hammock got here. You know?
I just, what a confident bite that didn't turn out well.
I miss the hell out of my mouth for our listeners.
I
ran it into my buck teeth that I had.
Really bringing it back. I watch enough HGTV all the time that I need control of all of that. I have too many opinions.
Then you don't have to be zoo kept.
Yeah,
but Camille and I will live happily
ever after.
You can come.
Okay.
I need a social interaction. You could be my mate.
Wow.
Wink.
What a weird
I'm
proposal.
Winking at you.
Anyway,
I
Phoenix
almost
is.
I guarantee you that we're going to
anyway,
weird.
Phoenix. I'm sorry, that got me. Oh boy. We are unwell today, everyone. Anyway, so we've covered habitat. Whoops. We've covered diet.
Yep.
We've covered guest interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We've decided that we're gonna pull them for
rebirth.
For
I
yeah,
thought we
regeneration.
Were gonna let them fire and then pull them when the man is out.
Worm.
Worm.
I'm open to either, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, I mean, if the one sign we're really looking for is them to start building a nest, I do imagine it would be a little bit stressful to
it's hard to move a
to
nest.
Move
yeah.
them. Yeah.
But once you start seeing them move a nest, you can have a keeper assigned to stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tend to whatever they need, and then that way they can just get them set up in the whoosie what's it.
Great. Well, I mean, I think it's an open and shut case, as I've said before. I'm voting yes.
I'm voting yes.
I'm voting yes.
Excellent.
It's in.
Do we need to
There's
be concerned
no...
of, like, mates and things? Or since they're not actually birds, because they just regenerate.
They're birds.
They are birds, but they're not, like...
Real?
Like, we're operating off the idea that a phoenix is, in fact, separate from the golden pheasant and
yes.
a demoiselle crane.
I don't
think they have mates, because they
yeah.
are their own parents.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
they create their child as a worm and then
They get carried.
From
oh yeah, we
they're
need
their own grandpa.
We need a spot. We need a spot in the habitat for their
we
dead parents.
Don't, though.
Well, they're gonna carry the ashes somewhere. That's what they do.
Not always. Not in the one where they
well,
build
yeah,
a nest.
Well, yeah, but you can.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's true. All right, good point.
And if they do want to stash the ashes somewhere, let them.
Yeah,
no, I know. I'm just saying
they
we
can
just,
pick
we just
it.
Have a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's plenty of space for that.
Is
especially
there
if we have two different areas that they'll have access to both of them sometimes. They'll have access to just one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
to make it more fun and interesting.
Are there any of our existing animals that have aversions to fire that we should not put the phoenix near? Just in terms of placement?
I imagine, I'm going to say, I would imagine Bigfoot would not be
Bigfoot.
Excited about it. Let's ask
yeah.
our
is
resident
Bigfoot,
Bigfoot expert.
Oh man, I don't know. They're probably not very familiar with it. And they're probably experienced with like vast forest fires that are pretty disastrous.
So we don't
yes.
put them in
so
view of Bigfoot.
They won't be on the Lazy River.
So is Bigfoot still the centerpiece?
No. It's on the it's like part of it. Because it couldn't be the centerpiece because how would you get into the centerpiece?
The tunnel. The
that's
underground
the
railroad.
The tunnel.
Yeah.
Not we cannot call it the underground railroad.
You're right.
That name has been taken.
You're right. But I mean, yeah.
At some point,
what are you
talking?
Who are you expecting to have access to?
If it was the centerpiece, if you have a space for guests, if your space, the centerpiece
uh-huh.
should be somewhere where guests go, because it's the center. Because
they can
from
walk
then,
all around it. Because it's a centerpiece, and it's an island.
But then you're creating...
And it's a lazy river.
Yeah,
it's a big old circle.
They should be able to walk across the center from
yes.
from side to side, as opposed to
having
to
go
all the
way
around.
Because then it is, what
fairy.
Was it, 6 square miles
yes.
or something?
Okay. At least.
We
fair
will,
enough.
At
we're going to have
point,
some kind of transport.
Yeah. But also, at some point, we will create a map.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now we now have enough
to
animals.
Scale.
No. But we have enough
just
animals that now
clear.
We should... We'll create something and post it on Instagram.
Cute. That sounds like a project for someone else. That is me.
Yeah. We'll
great.
We'll
I didn't
out.
Love that you both looked at me.
I'll
do it, but
I mean,
feel like it's not going to be... It's not going to be
here's
great.
The thing. I sort of was under the impression it would maybe be like... Joe, with the help of his mom, so she created my cover art.
I did buy a bunch of watercolor, acrylic paints, and sculpting clay.
What?
I used to paint when I was younger, and then I stopped, and then I was like, I'm gonna do it again, and then I did it for like 3 days, and then I was like, I'm not
did
perfect
you,
at it, and then I bought sculpting clay, and I wasn't
love
perfect
it,
at it. Yeah.
That's nice. That's good. Everybody find a hobby. We'll find a pheasant. A phoenix.
Both.
That is a pheasant. We've got pheasants. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. That's been our time. I don't know why I said that.
Because you're a
comedian.
Give it up for your hosts. Give it up for the wait staff. Everybody works hard to be here. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been too long. Wear a mask. Get a shot.
Any shot.
Any of them. Oh, interesting.
What?
Oh.
Any of them, even though you fought so hard for Pfizer.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot about that whole thing I was doing. yeah, screw Russell. Thank you.